The Corsican Brothers, from the novel by Alexandre Dumas.
When Emilie Latouche, who has recently married Captain Chateau Renaud, meets Lucien de Franchi, she mistakes him for Louis, to whom she was engaged. This is to be understood as they are twins and the image of each other. Lucien, very upset because of Emilie's harsh treatment of his brother, discovers that she is attracted to him. So he pretends he is the brother and persuades her to come up to his apartment at midnight after a ball. Entering the room, she hurries to him and asks him to make love to her. He answers by striking her twice across the face. She looks at him aghast, and then he tells her that he has brought her there to ridicule her. A knock is heard at the door, and he tells the horrified Emilie that he has already asked her mother and father to come to the apartment.
What have you told them? What have you told my father?
I asked him to come here if he wanted to learn something that would interest him concerning his daughter.
How dare you?
How dare I, indeed? How dare you come to this apartment? You, who are already married to somebody else.
You beast!
Your father grows impatient. He little realizes that I, your ex-fiancée, am here with you.
I hate you.
That's just what I wanted you to do, for your lies, for your deceit, and for your heartlessness. Now, to talk with your father and tell him the truth.
No, don't.
Why not? You deserted Louis de Franchi, didn't you? You were engaged to him, and as soon as he was disinherited, you lost interest. You eloped with somebody else.
I know, Louis, I know. But I couldn't see into the future. Oh, Louis, please don't tell my father. He'd never forgive me.
I think it's time your father should know of it now. It's time the world should know so that other people can be shielded. You use your beauty as a whip. And you lash and you lash and you lash. Not caring how hard you strike or whom you maim. All right. I'm coming.
Please, if you have any pity.
I received a letter to come here and... Why, Louis.
Good evening. You are Monsieur Latouche?
Well, you should know. Good heavens, what's the matter with you? We've known each other for so many years. Emilie, what are you doing here? What does this mean?
You received a letter from me.
You wrote the note?
I did. I told you to come to this address so that you could learn something which would interest you. Very well, sir. I think now that you see your daughter here, you can guess the rest.
Emilie, what does this mean? Why, only an hour ago we drove home from the reception. You went up to bed.
But she sneaked out again to meet me. I want to tell you, Monsieur Latouche, your daughter is little less than a...
Don't say that. Oh, Father, Father, take me home. Take me away from this beast. I hate him. I hate him, hate him.
Oh, stop your screeching and get out. You can consider yourself lucky that the whole of Paris doesn't know.
Emilie, you came here to meet this man?
Take me home. Take me home.
I can't say that I admire your behavior in this matter, Louis.
Nor can I admire your daughter's behavior. A daughter who was already married to somebody else. Good night, Monsieur Latouche.
Come, Emilie. We'll have more to say about this when we reach home.
Little enough to do for you, Louis. To humiliate her as I have. What's more, she'll never guess that I'm not her ex-fiancée. And in the mistaken identity, she'll always suffer some humiliation.
Welcome back to the de Franchi, Monsieur Godet.
Thank you, madame.
I knew you were coming. Your rooms have been prepared. Tell me quickly, were you able to persuade...
Emilie Latouche to come? No, madame.
Oh, Monsieur Godet.
But I have good news for you. There's a doctor with me. He's unstrapping some bags from the horses at this moment. A very great doctor who may be able to help your son.
And Lucien?
Lucien stayed behind.
He let you journey here alone?
He wanted to stay in Paris for a little while, madame, but he'll be back soon.
And this doctor?
Oh, this doctor may save your son's life. That is, if... Tell me, madame, how is Louis?
Louis is very low. Each day he gets weaker. Now his state is a trance-like one. He does not even call Emilie's name.
Poor, poor Louis. But there's hope, madame. This Dr. Cure is clever, recommended by one of the greatest medical men in France.
You have been so good to us, Monsieur Godet. One of these days, I will find some way to repay you.
Oh, don't worry, madame. My repayment will be to see Louis with his health and strength regained. Oh, but see, here comes the doctor. I would like you to meet him, madame, and then we'll leave him with his patient.
This is a bad business, Emilie, and very serious. Have you nothing to say?
Don't tell Paul. Whatever happens, don't tell Paul, Father.
Why did you lie? You made an excuse to leave the reception early. You said you had a headache. Your mother has the vapors already, knowing as she knows now that you...
Oh, Papa, what can I say except that I'm sorry? I was carried away. When I met Louis again, somehow the...
What about your reputation? Supposing the rest of Paris heard of this. Supposing your husband knew that you'd arranged a midnight meeting with your ex-betrothed.
He'd kill me. Oh, Papa, don't wreck my life. Don't tell him.
Of course I won't tell him. But I want you to understand, Emilie, that I'm shocked and amazed. What's more, your mother will never get over it. To think that you, our daughter, would stoop to a clandestine meeting. Now go to your room. You must not move out of the house without your mother or a suitable chaperone until Captain Chateau Renault comes back.
Yes, Papa.
And when he comes back, I think it will be better for all concerned if he sets you up in a house of your own.
You mean?
I mean that I'm ashamed of my own daughter. Good night, Emilie.
Good night, Papa.
One of these days, Louis de Franchi, I'll even the score for this. I hate you more than I've ever hated anyone in my life. If you ever cross my path again, I'll even the score somehow. Somehow.
Emily?
Oh, it's you.
Yes.
What are you mumbling it to yourself? Just making a resolution, that's all.
What happened? Did you get into frightful trouble?
Yes.
But I'm so amazed about it all.
Don't talk here until we reach the boudoir. Unmitigated beast to humiliate me as he did.
Who? What?
You're in my confidence, Annette. You knew that I was going to meet Louis once again.
Yes.
Well, now he lured me up to his apartment just so that he could humiliate me. Why, in the eyes of my father, it makes me seem that I'm nothing but a courtesan.
Oh, Emilie.
And in the gardens this afternoon, he said he loved me. Oh, how I hate him.
Why? Why should he do such a thing?
How should I know?
It's all so strange. Monsieur Godet coming here and telling you that he was dying, and it was necessary for you to go to Corsica, and then for Louis himself to force his way into the boudoir and arrange for you to meet him.
I see it all so clearly now. He was angry because I married Captain Chateau Renault. This is his revenge, to humiliate me and to turn my parents against me. Very well, Louis de Franchi. One of these days. One of these days.
If Emilie only knew it, her ex-fiancé at this moment was being examined by the doctor who had come all the way from France to Corsica. Carefully, the doctor examined the still form on the bed, testing heart and lungs and missing nothing in his meticulous examination of the sick man. He was amazed when he turned Louis on his side and beheld the ugly wheals across his back. Even this doctor, living in Paris as he did, seeing the sordid side of life as well as the cultural, did not realize the innate savagery which existed among the Corsicans in vendetta warfare. In the great living room, Madame waited, outwardly calm, but inwardly turbulent in her emotional strife. Finally, through the door came Louis' friend, Pierre Godet. Madame rose quickly to meet him, her eyes trying to read his face, endeavoring to glean from his expression the result of the great doctor's examination.
Well?
Sit down, Madame de Franchi.
What does he say? My boy, is there any hope?
Yes, Madame.
Thanks to God.
Just a moment, Madame. I haven't finished yet. Your son has been very, very ill. He's still... dangerously ill. Certainly the Corsican doctor gave no hope. But this man, with drugs, can bring your boy back to a semblance of living.
A semblance of living? What do you mean? What do you mean, Monsieur Godet, a semblance of living?
Keep calm, madame. The doctor's verdict is not a good one. You must be brave.
I must be brave.
Your boy will recover. But all his life, instead of being like Lucio, full of vitality and life and the joy of living, he'll be a weakling, an invalid, until he dies.
So Louis de Franchi, mentally tortured and broken in spirit through the wiles of a woman, and physically tortured by the whip of the Gadice, will now bear these marks for the rest of his life. This weakness will lead to an alarming series of events in the Corsican Brothers.